Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Fly the W 670 podcast. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. It's season 2. It's episode 22. Worried about Dansby? The Cubs have played close to 30 games, and we're a little bit concerned going into today's game, the Sunday game, if we should be worried about Dansby Swanson or not. Right, Crawley?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you're always worried about, especially every time the Cubs bring in a free agent. I'm not going to lie. I always get nervous. That first year just always seems to be a struggle, whether, you know, John Lester started off a little bit rough, but then he picked it up. Yu Darvish had first year struggles. Moises Alou, like, you just go down. Jason Hayward struggled and never not struggled, but he did make the Dodgers roster. I don't know if you saw that, Dustin. But, you know, there was four shortstops on the market that the Cubs were kicking the tires on. Obviously, Carlos Correa. You had Xander Bogaerts, Trey Turner, who we saw just absolutely go nuts in the World Baseball Classic. And the Cubs went with Dansby Swanson, and we were super excited, Dustin, after hearing him in the press conference and the story about his grandpa loving the Cubs before he died, and he signed, you know, Dansby signed with them. But, you know, we've had a full spring of Dansby Swanson. And when you look at the numbers, that's where you just kind of, you know, it's part of you says, okay, it's just springtime. It doesn't matter. But when the results are this glaring, like I take a look right now, right? And if we take a look at Nico, right? Nico's slashing 244, 244, 422. You know, you're going to expect Nico to bump a little bit, but it's not horrific, right?
It's not good. I don't know if I go horrific, but not good, that's for sure.
Well, let's look at Dansby's numbers right now. He's had 16 games, 40 at-bats. Dustin, he's slashing 100. He's on OBP is 265, and he's slugging 200. He's had 9 walks, but 16 strikeouts. He hit his first home run today. He has 3 RBIs, but again, 40 at-bats and 4 hits. So one double and one home run. That's got to have Cub fans a little bit nervous, right?
Right, and absolutely. It's definitely a question that we've talked about on the Mully and Haw show. It's something that you hear all day on The Score. We've seen plenty of tweets and plenty of column space filled up with whether or not Dansby can live up to this contract. And he keeps saying, no problem, I got this. We had a texter that texted in. He had a really terrible last year. His spring training was really bad. Not quite as bad as the texter originally let on, but he had a really bad spring training last year. And obviously he had one of his best, if not his best, season as a Major League Baseball player. And then he was paid like it. But listen, Crawley, going back to the conversation we've been having for months after the regular season ended, after season one ended, and we started talking season two on this podcast, it was the big three and Dansby Swanson. That's how I felt about it. It was the big three shortstops and Dansby Swanson. I didn't think he should be included with the top four guys in the same conversation. Now, with the switch of the shift, I do think he belongs in that conversation because his defense is probably as good, if not better, than everybody else that we're talking about in that list, in my opinion. He's right there. If he's not the best, he's right there. So in 177 right now, while that's a ton of money, that was good, smart spending by Jed Hoyer and the Cubs.
Yeah, but you need him to perform like he did last season, which was his best offense
in the regular season. Let's give him, listen, I'll be pounding on him a week from tomorrow when we're doing the podcast after the series against the Brewers. And if he's like 1-for-15 with 4 Ks and no walks, trust me, I'll be saying, what did we do here? What's going on? So, but for right this second, we got to give him a shot. If he had a bad last spring and they had a great regular season, let's see if he, maybe that's how he rolls. Maybe he's working on some things.
Yeah, but as far as spring training is concerned, when you sit there and you filter it out and you say, okay, there's no one in spring training with 30 or more bats with a lower batting average than him, it's no doubt. I just, like you said, if he carries it into the season, that's what makes you nervous. And so they asked David Ross about Dansby's swing, and he says, I don't want to single out Dansby, but everyone in camp is always working on something. The thing that stands out to me with a lot of these guys is, are they recognizing the pitches? Are they taking passes at really good pitches? Do they shut it down on balls out of the zone? Are they taking their walks? So we talked about, you know, Swanson had 8 walks in his first 14 games. So, you know, it's, you know, they're working on things. They're working on things. And I really have a lot of hope for the Cubs' new hitting coach. As you know, the Cubs hitting coach job is kind of like being the drummer for Spinal Tap. It just has been a job that
Great analogy.
Right. It's a job that nobody can hold on to. And I've gotten to, you know, listen to Dustin Kelly. He's been on Marquee. He's been on some of the broadcasts. He really is an intelligent guy, but so have other guys that have been through there, you know. And so I am excited about it, but, you know, I'm just – kind of keeping my fingers crossed, because if the Cubs are going to be successful, Dustin, they have to get off to a good start. If Dansby, you know, doesn't get off to a good start, where's the offense going to come from? Who else, right? And so if the Cubs don't have a good start, they're going to look to move people at the trade deadline. And so you don't have the luxury of sitting there hoping that Dansby at the end of the season's numbers look good. They got to come out of the gate. All these guys that they got, Dansby, Bellinger, Mancini. And I think that, like I said, I think Mancini is going to really – I'm making this prediction right now, and you can write it down. I'm predicting all-star.
Nice.
I'm predicting Trey Mancini will be an all-star for the Cubs this year, but we need the other guys to contribute as well. We need Ian Happ to continue with what he has done so far this year, last season with the all-star nod. Swanson's got to really perform. Nico has got to really kind of step up and show that he belongs. And those are the things that I'm kind of looking at is offensively. I have no doubt that the pitching and defense is really going to keep the Cubs in games. But as far as the offense, that is my concern. It was my concern when the season started. It's my concern now. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at right now, is that if they don't have the ability, and Dansby's a big part of it, you know, then I don't know. Now, on the flip side, Dustin, you know, Patrick Wisdom has had a phenomenal spring. Like, this guy has absolutely been lights out. And so
if he does what he's done in the spring, Crawley, that'll be another all-star for the Cubs.
Here's where he's at right now currently: 351, 478, and 649 slugging. He's just been absolutely impressive. He's got his 3 home runs. You know, he's still striking out. He has 14 strikeouts, but 9 walks. But Patrick Wisdom has seriously earned a lot of playing time based on what's happened this spring. So, again, I think we can sit there and take a look at what we have, and we know who's going to be playing most of the days. You know, who's going to be playing right while Say is out? Still up for debate. Who's going to be playing third base? I think pretty sure that it's going to be that Wisdom Rios tandem, yep. You know. And so it's a few other questions, but these guys have got to perform. And that's the only thing, is just how hard it is for a new free agent acquisition to get used to Wrigley in April or May. Hopefully we have a warm spring, Dustin. I'm looking at the weather report right now, and opening day looks like a traditional Cubs opening rain day of rain and 40 degrees temperatures.
Yeah, it looks like a better day for the Bears to play football than the Cubs to be playing baseball. Crawley, Are we having one more of these before opening day, or the next time we talk and we're going to have a game in the books? Where are we at on our schedule?
We got two more games against the White Sox. I believe they're exhibition games. I don't think they count against the Cactus League schedule. The Cubs did win today. So the next time we do release a podcast, we should have everything finalized. I mean, like I said, I think the rotation, if you're asking me, is going to be Stroman, Steele, Tyone, Smiley, and Wesnitzky at five. I think that's what you do. As far as the rotation or as far as the lineup, I think we'll get that out by the time we get there. And so that's it. I mean, we're ready to go, Dustin. So,
all right, Crowley, we can almost smell it. Last night I was down on the main drag here in Nashville, and they had a dog with some grilled onions, and it smelled just like Wrigley Field. So that was awesome. All right, have a safe trip back to the Chicago area. Enjoy opening day number 23. That's a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, keep subscribing to the Fly the W podcast. Follow the socials, Fly the W on Facebook, 670, Facebook, Instagram. You can email us, of course, too, flythew670@gmail.com. And, Crowley, you can watch on YouTube by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. Crowley, enjoy the rest of your spring break, and happy opening day.
Two more games, and go Cubs!
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.